Oh man. I sent out, I saw something Matsu Shabbos tried to go onto a website and it wouldn't let me on. So I said, I looked at it. I tell it. The first time it's ever happened to me, 10:43, it says it's still Shabbos where you are. So 10:43 is still Shabbos.
I think you're in England or
something. I mean, I'm assuming the websites can tell where you're trying to log in from. So it's almost like a low plug. Someone in America must still be Shabbos, therefore we don't. It's an Israeli website, but they won't let me go on. Okay, I thought they'd send that out. Then. So I wanted to do for this week's parsha the benching. So the pasuk is here in Ekev, in Perek Ches Yud. Right, we know the Chalta v'Savata v'Rachta Es Hashem Lokecha Al Haaretz Atoyv Hashem Nosam Lach. So when you've eaten and you're full and you'll bench, you'll bless Hashem, your God, for the land, the good land which He's given you. There's a lot to discuss on this. So we'll try to focus it on a few things I saw. And my birthday present was the new Masoras Harav. So I'll save one from Rav Soloveitchik. He has a beautiful idea on this. What does it mean to bless God? Right? This is the Rav. This is from Drashas Harav, but what they did is they took just different writings and they put it on the Psukim. So he says, what does it mean to bless God? How can a flesh and blood, temporal man, referred to in liturgy as a fading flower, broken shard, a fleeting cloud? Right? This is very, the Rav in his existentialist thought, right? This is taken from the Yom Noroyim, right? So how can we approach the everlasting King of Kings, the creator of the world, and say, Baruch Atah Hashem? Which, in a nutshell, is a concept that even in the Rishonim they were dealing with, Jewish and non-Jewish philosophers, how can a finite human being approach an infinite God? Right? That's the question. The answer is that man must provide, quote, assistance, as it were, to the master of the universe. Man must, quote, help God to reveal his presence in the world. The Shekhinah resides with us on earth. We encounter the Shekhinah continually. Yet God is not clearly revealed to us. He's hidden from view. Behold, I come to you in a cloud. He is indeed close, but doesn't reveal himself. He's hidden from the world. He dwells concealed in the shadow. God is in close proximity to man, so close the man can almost touch him, but not everyone can penetrate the cloud to reveal him. Right, so the idea that Hashem is right there. The obscuring cloud takes on any number of guises. For the physicist, the cloud is a mathematical formula. For the biologist, it's in a biochemical reaction. For the physiologist, it is an instinct. For the psychologist, a drive. For the general, the power of his army. The cloud is any manifestation of nature or man that promotes the illusion that the world operates autonomously, concealing the reality that God is responsible for all that occurs on earth. God can decide to disperse the obscuring clouds, and occasionally in history he chooses to reveal himself and proclaim, I am the Lord your God. More often, however, God remains obscure, a God whose abode is in transcendence. So, like, there's the imminence of a God that he's right there, but he's also transcendent, that they're not necessarily directly accessible. So says the Rav, when one recites a bracha, he's in essence saying, Master of the universe, you're hidden behind the cloud, no one sees you. Yet, as I drink a glass of water, or seltzer, or your brownie, I reveal your presence. The very fact that I can eat, that my body absorbs food, that I can digest, indeed, the entire biological process behind food consumption, the creation of food itself, is testimony to your presence. Through this recognition, I'm removing the obscuring cloud, I'm revealing you. Right? Which is fascinating, just to note, that the shift, many pointed this out, that we make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, right? So it goes from Atah, right, into you, right? It's direct. Blessings are addressed to God in the second person, right? Blessed are you rather than blessed is He, to affirm God's very presence before us, so to say, where are you, God? You're right here with me. How do I know? Because your presence is evident in the water I'm about to drink. The purpose of the bracha is to transform the hidden into presence. Through use of the second person singular, we reveal the divine presence directly in front of us. So that's the idea of brachos as well. In the Chassidish Sfarim, it explains that brachos come from like the verb beis reish chaf is to draw down. Like, for example, when you have the Mishnah is discussing in Zeroyim, if you have a vine and you take the vine in from the tree and you mavrich, you do it under the ground and then you pull it back up. So the idea of bracha is that the verb that's used to bring something higher down into this world. So that was the Rav article. Well, some of the Rishonim before we get to the actual interesting Shaila I want to discuss. The Chizkuni has a few interesting Ramazim on this. Chizkuni writes, I apologize, I don't have this in front of you, but he says, V'yechalta v'savata uvirachta, you've eaten, you're full, and you have to bless. Kan remez l'shlosha shetzrichin l'zamin. He brings from each one of these three words, the chiv that all three, that when you have three people together, there's a chiv to make a zimun. Achalta achad, v'savata achad, uvirachta achad. Right? Each three of them is in as well. Moving along in the Baal HaTurim. So the Baal HaTurim has a comment on this as well. That he says, and before you, let me do one Gemara actually. It's a Gemara in Brachos. We quoted it in a Parshas Ekev Drasha years ago, but the idea about Hashem showing favoritism. Maybe it was in Parshas Nosso, Birkas Kohanim. But I'll read you the Gemara. Amru Malchi Hasharis Lefein Kodesh Baruch. So the Malachim said to Hashem, Ribbono Shalom, Kosu B'soros, it says in your Torah, you don't show any favoritism, you don't take a bribe. But you show favoritism. Right? By Birkas Kohanim, right? Hashem should bless you, should lift the face towards you. So that's the taina that the Malachim have. Hashem, he said you're not allowed to show favoritism, you can't you not be Mekabel Shochad. What does the Rambam say that you can't bribe Hashem? So the Rambam I think it's in Pirkei Avos, says like this. How do you bribe God? So we know Hashem loves mitzvos. He's thinking, you know what? I'm going to bribe God. I'm going to do 5 mitzvos, and then in return for that, I'll do 5 averus. Right? I'll bribe God. I'll make deposits in the bank accounts, and I'll pull out when I need to. He says, no, you can't bribe Hashem. Hashem is not mekabel. He's not yikach shochad. So om lehem. How could I not show favor to Mekla Yisrael? Right, that's our pasuk. We're so precise in ourselves. Ad kezayis va'ad kebeitza. Right, that we bench even on a kezayis or even on a kebeitza. So in the drush we spoke out sounds a little strange because you mean what? You know, I bench even for kezayis and even for kebeitza. Right, the kezayis and a beitza doesn't make sense. We're explaining what that means. Hashem shows favoritism. But we see from here, this Gemara is the one of the sources that shows the minimum amount that a person has to eat in order to be chayav in Birkas HaMazon is a kezayis, right? The Torah says you have to be full. Okay, but a kezayis is, how much is a kezayis l'maisa? Sort of Simon likes to quote from Rabbanon Cutler, Zatzal, that he said differently. He said it's like the middle slice of a rye bread. I think that's what Rabbanon said. You have, you know, you might not the end little smaller ones. Yeah, you go like the middle. That's a kezayis. Or he said, I think he said also from Rabbi Abadi that it's the palm without your fingers. That's the size of a kezayis. That was actually last week. I was in the Jerusalem Pizza Shop, and somebody came over to me. I know him from town. He says, "Excuse me, how much is a kezayis?" I say rice slice of rye, but I said, take your palm without the fingers. That's eat that much kezayis. You know, whatever it was. But now we know. Okay. So what's the chizkun? The Baal HaTurim. He finds a beautiful remnant to this idea. V'yachalta, right? You ready for this? B'gematria zehu b'kezayis. Okay, he says right here, right? That's the Baal HaTurim says that the is a kezayis. So I wanted to just to do a little of halach and then show you
that. But that's
so it's a remez, right? It's an asmachta. Okay, that's what with cholesterol we're going to do. We're going to bench v'savata. Right, that's the whole point. even on a kezayis. So what's the din? That's for birkas hamazon. But how much does a person have to eat in order to make hamotzi? Because I was because I used to make hamotzi. Let's say a person wants a little piece of crust, pizza crust, right? You're gonna wash it. So. Says the Zosa Bracha, I think that's the name of the Sefer. Yeah, the Zosa Bracha. Acho pas afila kol shehu, just a little piece of bread. Chayav levarach birchas hamotzi. Question: whether you would wash in that or not? Okay, but it's a separate question. But to make hamotzi, even if you just have a little piece, you have to. Let's say a person, I don't know, what would be an example? Something. Let's say like yogurt spilled or something like that. They want just, you know, I'm not saying it's teracherets, but you want to take a spoon, you want to like even a little drop of yogurt or something like that, you make a shakol. You guys, like Moses says in on Lamed Hey, that you can't get any hanaf in this world without a bracha. Right. So you make hamotzi on that. Ach, kedei l'schayev bebirkas mazon, yesh lachol machla, mehapas, shir kezayis. You have to have a kezayis, betoch perch zman shel kedei achiles pras. So in halacha, every maisa achila is defined by two things: an amount of food during a certain time span. So the amount of food is the kezayis, you have to eat. Kedechilas pras. So he's machmer over here. Basically, you look in the Chasam Sofer and other Rachronim, almost any interval between 2 to 9 minutes, you'll find some shita that says that. 2 to 9 minutes is the most machmer, and 9 is the most makil, that you have to eat this. Here he writes shu arba dakos, 4 minutes. Okay, he's a little bit more strict on that. Others might not be so strict. V'tov l'hachmir l'echol ha-kazayis pas, but pochus mishtei dakos. You should have it in the first 2 minutes. Kazayis. Kadei sheyuch levarach b'rich ha-samazim b'li pikpok, without any question whatsoever. So that's, when would this come up? Sometimes in a meal, or bagel, eating a bagel, right? Sometimes they take a little bite of the bagel. They don't eat so much, then they have some other stuff, and they have another thing. If you don't eat that bagel within Kedei Achilas Pras, so then there's a suffix as to whether or not you are chayv the bench or not. So really, in order to avoid any shilas, the best thing to do is to eat the bagel right at the beginning, to eat the challah right at the beginning, to have your shear of it at the beginning. So he says, what if it went longer? L'dasa prima godem, im ochel pas kedei sevia, you ate enough, you're full. Okay, but you stretched it out. It was a 20-minute sandwich. Chai birkas amazon af she'ochel ma'at ma'at. Even if you took you nibbled it, like a chipmunk. You know, they take a little bit, and they pause for a few hours, and they eat another bite. So you had a ma'at ma'at. B'shir's man shal yoyse mekri achilas pras. You had more than that, okay? Ach ein hadover bor kol kach. Oh, it's not so clear. He brings all the arguments. So he brings some remotion, the igros. Orachaim chelik aleph ayin vav machria ve'im ir she'ief shar lo le'echol kezayis b'kdei achilas pras. If you cannot do this, as Ramosha, yesh lehoros shlo levarich birchas amazon. So if you didn't do it, you would not bench. Okay. So here's that. This is all introduction. Now here's the Rosh Hashanah I want to discuss. The question was posed to Zilberstein. What would be the din if his falls? He had a piece of bread and it was not a kezayis. So the guy's a chacham. He soaks his bread in wine or any other mashke, and then it becomes absorbed, and now it gets the shear of a kezayis. So he eats this inflated, saturated bread. Is he high at the bench now? Because the saturated bread is a kezayis. So at first glance, what would you say about such a shaila? Do you think now he's high at the bench, the rice, or not?
Well, so anyway, don't we say
you
can combine other
foods? Okay, let's just talk. Let's say he doesn't have anything else to do. All he has is his challah and his glass of wine, or bread, or whatever. I don't know, whatever you'd soak in grape juice. I don't know.
Well, if we're specifically mentioning wine,
it doesn't have to be wine. Maybe I think it's in the shadow.
But
wine
is probably more of an issue because we say maybe you've combined foods, but maybe a food and a liquid is, you can't.
Well, there is a Mordechai. We didn't point that out. I think previous times we talked about the Mordechai who holds that really to be chayav on the rice law, you have to eat and drink. Right? So we don't pass like that, but if you want to be really yoytzi l'chol adeyas, if you have, well, I think we spoke about when you're doing Hilchot Zimun, that let's say you want to pick somebody to lead the Zimun. So if you have people who ate and you have people who ate and drank, really, the Choresh has someone who ate and drank to lead the Zim, because he's really chayav according to all the Shitas. But okay, you don't have to be like that. You don't have to be like that. But okay, so let's see if that's, you have the sheets, I'll pass it. This is the tshuva I wanted to do with you tonight. Here we go. All right, so he says like this. Shalom, you have, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just based on the instruction that we just gave, it seems like there could be one sheet that, in Zosa Bracha. Or you mentioned if you were to eat within, let's say, 20 minutes, right, for example,
yeah,
that kezayis, you could still bench.
Okay, but here you didn't even have a kezayis, and here is to get.
In that case,
you had a kezayis. You had a big bagel, whatever it was. So you certainly had the kezayis, you just didn't eat it in the right time. And you went more than 9 minutes.
Okay.
Right, normal 9 minutes is the most lenient opinion. Right, that's when Yom Kippur, when we eat for shiurim. Right, so we space out to be 10 minutes apart. Right, to have something good 10 minutes, which we're going to talk. We're going to actually discuss that in his tshuva. So let's just start, and we'll work it out to see what he says. Donu haposkim ma'adin va'oicha prusa meugas lekach. Here's a piece of cake. Sheish bo kemach pachus mikazayas. So the flour itself is less than kazayas. Aval im hasukar v'hatavlin yish beprusa kazayas. But if you add all the sugar and all the spices, I don't know, cinnamon and everything together, you add in all the things. You have a donut, so there's very little flour in that, whatever it is. Then you add in all the fillings and then the Boston cream and the, whatever it is. Okay, now you got you're certainly got a kazayas after that. So he says, ha'im.
That's not bread.
Then. It's not bread. Okay, so that'd be for an al-hamichya. But you'll see it. Ha'im heim, it started from the bracha achrona, right? Me'acher ve'hakemach yachad im hasukar v'tavlin yesh prusa kazayis. If you added everything together, just besides the kemach, and then you get your kazayis. Oh, shem etzarach she'eh bekemach levad shir kazayis. Maybe by the flour itself, you'd have to have that. Ve'ein hasukar v'tavlin mitstarfin. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't add together, and you would not be chayav to make it. So brings the Mishnah Berura, cause of pas bekisnin shem ura b'tavlin harbe. Right, you have a pasabava kistin, right? A whole sugya. Imagine different sheet is to what the definition, but imagine you have something. Would be a good example that I've seen these in the supermarkets. They have like an apple filled pie or something like that, right?
Cherry pockets,
right? It's got a crust, a dough to it, and it's filled with that. It's a three machlokas, but that would be one of the opinions of what pasabava kistin is, right? No again ha'olam levarach lehim b'sof al hamechia. The minig is to make an al hamechia after eating these kishiyesh bo kazayis. If it has the kazayis, okay. Af shebemin dogon levad ein bo shir kazayis. But by itself, it doesn't. You know, you think about what's really in there. You're still making al hamechia, but so it must be you that you are being mitzarif all the other ingredients: the apple pie and the sugar and the sugar. You're adding everything together to get to your shir. V'ulai tama mipnei shatavlin bo lahachshir sa'oichel. It's lahachshir here, which translated means that it's part of the process of preparing it to make it edible. Mitzarifim ha'oichel gufal the shir. So that's going to combine with the flour itself to make it what's the surrounding elements is going to combine with the ochel itself. Selichatchila, in order to make an alhamichia, you'd have to eat a lot of donuts. You have to eat a lot of donuts in order to get to that shear. There are some that hold this way in order to be yoytzei the alhamichia, but there's what to rely upon that you could still make an alhamichia if, in fact, you just add in all the other ingredients as well. Okay, fine. For kosav alkein alkach ha'igris Moshe says Moshe like this: Hu tamu kitzas to echit star for the dogon. How can sugar in these things combine to that? Umash etiret sabir halacha she tama mipnei hatavlin bo lahachshir es ha'oicha, since it's like coming to prepare it, l'chein, therefore, mitzdarfim ha'oicha l'shir, since it's part of the food and it's in the process, it's going to combine to get us to that necessary threshold in order to make the beracha achrona. Ve'hevi raya mi'amogen avrim sim reish yud she'ukvon asol l'mash she'kosu sham ha'amogen avrim da'oicha l'mashke ei mitzdarfin. So this is an interesting thing that we say food and drink is not mitzdarif. You know, I mentioned a minute ago. Well, let me read the Gemara, and I'll explain a little bit. Masha Omer Biyuma, right? Daf Pei. Tzir she'agabe yerek mitzdarif velo amrin in mashkehu, right? Velo mitzdarif la'oichem. And so you have a pickle and you have a pickle juice. So the pickle is the ochel, and you have the brine or the tzir, the juice that it's sitting in. So he says that is the tzir she'agabe yerek mitzdarif, right? And we consider to be part of the oichel itself for the shear, for what you're allowed to eat, or we're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. And we don't say it's something separate, it's a mashke. Because on Yom Kippur, we have an eating track, and we have a drinking track. So if a person would need to eat at shiurim, they could stagger them. And let's say whatever the shear is, however much it is, and we would space it out so you'd have something to eat every 10 minutes. For example, 10 o'clock in the morning, then whatever the shear is, then at 10:10 you'd have another bit, then at 10:20, 10:30. So by eating, you'd have it at every 10 minutes. For the mashke, it's not mitzdarif to the ochel. So that means you could drink in between as well. So at 10 o'clock, you're eating. At 10:05, you could drink something. At what, at 10:15 you could drink, at 10:25, 10:35. So basically, you could either be eating or drinking every 5 minutes. You follow that? Because the ochel l'chud and the mashke l'chud, you have two separate tracks. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that this tzir, this brine or this juice is not mitzarif, and we consider it therefore to be part of, I'm sorry, it is mitzarif, and it's not a mashke, it's really on the ochel track. Anything that's coming to be part of the preparing the oichel is part of it as well. And that's why the sugar in your cake combines to the shear in order to be mechayev you for the shear to make a bracha achrona. Right? Kevichahu machshir oso. Prepares it to be eaten. So that Gemara and Yuma is very important for this Birkas Hamazon Shaila.
Is he arguing against Mishmaru?
Well, let's see. Well, yeah, at the end of the day, yeah. At the end of the day, there's going to be a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and Ramosha. Yeah. V'nira de'ein zeh shayach l'kan. But perhaps it doesn't really apply to what we're doing over here. The hasam over there by the... Again, here our case is the case of the guy with the bread in the wine or whatever it is. Over there is the case of Yom Kippur. The hasam hu rak shen is batel shem mashke mine. You just took off the shem mashke from it. Kevin da achshuri ochlehu, because it's coming to be serving to help the food as part of ochel. V'chein ha de pas hashuri b'mashke o b'yayin shehevi amogin avim sham tois v'zvachim daf kuf tzadi kuf tes, tomorrow's daf yomi, shekosu de derech achila sheshor pito b'yayin, that the way it's done is by soaking your bread in wine. In that case, shir b'kizayis. Heim gam kei mehai taimish nizbatel shem mashke minei aval ein raya misham de nechshav ke oso maichel davka. It doesn't mean that's considered to be part of the food. It's just saying that's the way the derech that was eaten. It's that food. No, it's just saying, it doesn't mean that the wine is part of the pas. It's just saying that's the way that it's being done. It didn't say that the food is joined to it in the sense it becomes the food itself. It just said it's not part of the preparatory phase. Okay.
So what are we saying again here?
So the Tosis is quoting this idea about when you have a shear for soaking your bread in wine. So, but it's not saying that the wine becomes part of the bread in the sense that now I need, again, for bread you have to have a kazayas. So now I can add in, kazayas is a volume, so if I can get the wine in there.
Because it's after the fact, it wasn't cooked with
it. It's not, because it's two separate things. We're just saying that it's not necessarily that's the derech that it's eaten, but it's not part of it. But the brine, that's, notice he's saying like this, the brine to the yerek, is part of the yerek. The sugar for the cake is part of the cake.
Yeah.
So I need to get my shear of kemach, then I can use the other ingredients that are part of that ochel itself to be mitzarif to get to my...
Something that's added afterwards.
Right. Yeah. Hamagrim ayri rak le'inyin bori nefashos sh'al kol dover ha'mvarich rak sh'oichel v'shoise ein mitzarifin. Okay. Al zeh kosev shapir sh'nechshav ochel kevin da'ach shri uchlehu. Okay, I can devarv. Nira, he says like this, Lahazbir divri rabbeinu habir halacha. So what was the Chafetz Chaim saying? Hashem Yisbarach tzivana la'anois nafshein b'mozoin minozlim. Nozlim here is something that drips, it means a mashke. Lo l'saneg b'mozoin hamazbiya es gufeinu. We're commanded in Yom Kippur not to be an affliction ourselves. It's not to eat anything, not to drink anything. Vulus aneg mishtias noizlim hamarveh es tegufein, that's going to satiate or saturate our body, right? Va'ochel pachos mikashir, va'ashosel pachos mikashir. So when you eat less than shir, you drink less than the shir. Ein behem chiv karis, kilonia sovea, vegam lonia rava. Ella nisha ra'av v'tzame. So you're not satiated, so you're still hungry, you're still thirsty. So even if you ate something, as soon as you didn't have, as long as kolzman, you didn't have that amount, you're still considered to have been ma'ana yourself, to have afflicted yourself. But that's not necessarily what we're talking about over here. Let's work it out. Yeah, question?
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand even the whole need for this point, because I thought the principle was, especially if we're talking about like a prospect, that even if you're not combining it, if you're eating even at the same time, it still would count to make up the bulk of the food that would obligate you.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying a split. There's combining it to make up a shear for a chiv make a bracha achrona. But there's a different thing that if you're less than the shear, then you're still halakhically considered to be in a state of inui. But once you've crossed that line, you had a certain amount of food in a certain amount of time, you've now satiated yourself. So you're no longer called in a state of affliction of inui. That's a, there's a Yom Kippur track, and then we'll call like a Birchas Hanenin track. So we're saying we can't mix the two. That's the way that if you could mix the two, then that's going to be one approach. And we say no, each one goes separately.
The obligation for benching, even if you don't have, let's say, a kazayas of pure bread, if you're combining with other foods at the same time, even isn't there an obligation?
I think what he's asking is, like, let's say I have a sandwich.
Yeah.
And the entire sandwich is a kazayas. So then why is the yeast that is added in the bread before it's baked any different than the peanut butter that I put on the bread after it was baked, as far as the tzirif goes?
Because that's the whole point. One is the actual part of the food itself.
Why? And when I soak this in now, so now it's swelled because there's additional water in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I put water in beforehand also that made it swell.
Why is there more of a sort of say what stage was added into the food?
Is that?
That's because, a different question.
I mean, that's the same as adding. That should be. Yeah. So adding something on afterwards should just be the same as adding it beforehand. If I eat them all together and I eat them all at the same time.
That's what it's achshuri ochel is different
that's
than
something else.
It's that's the
but,
that.
But even yeah. But not. Who cares if it's achshuri ochel? Let's say it's mashke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to make it ochel. I could just have it also.
But once the finished product, it's not part of the bread anymore. I mean, it's already complete. I mean, it's not the bread is. I mean, bread needs yeast, flour, water. But then once that's finished, then it's already adding something else in. The question is whether now, same thing as putting something on the sandwich, a piece of deli on the sandwich, is not going to become part of the bread. The question is, I guess, of soaking it.
Is that making it part of the bread itself? Having kazayas was I had a kazayas. I had a little small little piece of challah, but I threw 5 pounds of deli on top of that. And I'm kazayas. So what? So but if I soaked it and then somehow I got it, that's the question. Is what you're asking, Shalom, is but adding things on.
So what he's asking is how come that's not a kazayas if I had a piece of bread with deli on it and they're both.
That's what I'm saying. That's not part of the bread. Mayor's answering. That's not called part of the bread. It's called
I will grant it's not part of the bread, but I thought the obligation to bench.
Is that because it's bread?
Only if it's bread. I mean,
we're saying
you had less than the kazayas, but you still had enough other foods.
So we're saying now it's kazayas of bread.
Only.
Yeah, well, at least. Yeah, right.
When I say only, I mean it's only the bread that counts.
Yeah. Hini lamanu chazal meseches yuma, sir shal gabi yerek mitzarif l'kikoseves right b'yom kippurim. That's the shir. So mashke, I'm sorry, maksha gemar pshita. So I did that wrong. Yeah, maksha. The gemara asks, but it's pshita. Of course, it's going to be. No, mashiva gemara. My answer is mad tame. What you thought? Mishrehu. It's just soaking in it. Vlo mitzdarif liyarek. So kamash malan. No, it's not just soaking in it. Kol achshuri ochel hu. Anything that's coming to prepare the food is part of the food itself. Derech haposhul lahasbir as a kamash malan hu loyim. The simple way to explain what the Gemara is telling us, the chiddush is the hatzir masbia, that the juice, the brine, whatever was this vegetable was soaking in, that itself is masbia. Ki im ne'emar behavonis rabbeinu ahigris Moshe. If you can tell me, like Moshe wanted to say, the bottom in a shem mashke, now it's no longer called a mashke. So we don't understand why you're chayav karis for going over the shear from that. Hari hatzir hu chayav lahasbia. Hatzir hazeh chayav lahasbia. Liyos kimo hapas. It's the same thing. It's like the bread, right? Acheres im lo nepach liyos pas ich chayav karis. If it's not going to be it's considered part of the bread or the food, how in the world could you be chayav karis for doing that? You haven't gotten to the point where your mind is satiated. That so again, that's the opposite. If you're in a state of inui, so then you're not settled. Yisuvidaita means that your mind, literally yishuv hadas, right? That's the Aramaic phrase for it, but it means that you've calmed yourself. You've eaten a requisite amount. So you're no longer in a state of affliction. V'alkein haderech ha'pshuto lehazbir es ha'kamash malan hi kimo shekosu v'ol Yitzchak. B'shem amreinu sar rugam. Shenistapik b'mi she'oichel pas ha'bo b'kistin shuroi b'mayim v'nispach b'machmas ha'mayim. So you had this and it was the same thing, right? You had your soaking in water, you had your, I don't know, it's so yummy, but you had your apple pocket or your cherry pocket thing soaking in water, and then got the shir. Ubo lichlal shir kezayis, and now you've gotten your shir. V'kodim shriyoso lo hayibo shir kezayis im tzarach levarich. So what do you do? Same question, right? The bread in the wine is the same thing as the pasav kistin in the water. Allah shahamayim hanivloim bepas, the water that got absorbed into the bread, nefchu mimayim v'nasa pas kemoso, it becomes transformed from water into bread. The water that was absorbed into becomes part of the bread itself. Mitzdarfin, and it comes combined. If the brine becomes mitzdarif to the vegetable, you have to say this became converted to be part of it. So therefore, according to this, if you had this, according to the, this is the Bir Halacha's understanding of it, the wine that got absorbed in the bread is bread. You hear? It's bread. And therefore, since I now have a shir kezayis, I'm chayav the bench, according to this, according to the Bir Halacha. Right? Okay. Interesting shayla, right? V'hine, shivas nefesh, kosev she'im mevarchin lav birkas amazon. He says, not like that. Kedasa igris Moshe. He holds like Ramosha. It's like you said, Tan, you asked, is the machlokas? Yeah, it is a machlokas. According to the Ramosha, you're not going to bench. You don't have a shir kezayis over here because it's two separate things. He's going to, we'll explain why Ramosha said that. And then, but according to the bir halacha, no, it is considered to be part of the ochel, and it is mitzarif, and you would bench. Those who argue on this, the brine juice, however you can translate the tzir, it's not a vegetable. Okay, it helps prepare it. We have a different thing. When the Gemara said that it's mitzarif, how do you understand that? It doesn't mean that it's mitzarif in the sense that now I've converted into a new particle. It's mitzarif in the sense that it helps alleviate that sense of inui, and it gives a person yishuv das. That's what it means. Shebezek kimuhu chazal de mamashke mitzarif le'ochle. That's what Chazal says, that the mashke is mitzarif for the ochle. If you would have had them at the same time, then that would din. Ukefi ha hava mina begemora the lagabi yisuvidaite mashkim mitzarif lemaichel. The hava mina was that it would be the zes v'ramiuchedes be yisuvidaite. This is a special and brisker term, a din mesuyim. It's a localized halacha within Yom Kippur. Uve mitzvos ta'anu es nashos eichem, right, to afflict yourselves. Shehatzir shehu mashke, the tzir which is part of the liquid mitzdarif liyerek lachshri meichel, to be considered part of the meichel. Aval gabi birkas hamazon, that's a separate track. Up to in Yom Kippur it's mitzdarif. In Yom Kippur we'll combine the two things together to make it into one entity. But by birkas hamazon, ein hamashke nefach lios masbia, it's not lechein. Therefore, ef shelavarach alav birkas hamazon. That's the Reb Moshe's. That's Reb Moshe's svara. So at the end of the day, this shaila about whether or not a person would, if he soaked, he didn't have a kezayis by himself, he soaked his bread and wine, and now it became the volume of kezayis. It's machloikis between who's gonna get in between the two lions. I don't know, the Chafetz Chaim and then Reb Moshe. I don't know, but
just deliberately so he'd be able to bench, as opposed to that's how he liked to eat.
No, he would not. He would not.
No, EF Charlevoix. The original purpose of soaking it.
He was doing it to get to the right, to put himself into a chiyuv where he would have to bench. So it's only a chiyuv now according to the bir halacha. Bir halacha. He has a nice little sikum here at the end. Yeshne hasvar hasberim bedivrei reish lakish sha'omer tzir sh'al gabi yerek mitzarif lekoseves biyom kippurim. Right? The two pshatim is how to understand this. Shar ha'gemora mazbira mahu detema mashkehu. The havin is mash v'kamash lon kol achshri uchle uchlehu. Anything prepares the ochel is like an ochel. So evshel hasbir shel achshri uchle nefach lios ochel. You could learn like the bir halacha that now the foods that prepared it the sugar they would prepare, that it was part of the manufacturing process of the mazonos, that's part of it. Nevkanan, for who must be a kmohiyarek and serve, because it says it's just like that. The kach haven habir halach. That's the explanation of the bir halacha. The efshar gam lahas bir. You could explain differently. The kamash malan who should be emes hatzir lo nefach lo hafach lios yarek. It doesn't become a vegetable. El biki haygavne shu achshuri ochlo. It's coming to prepare it. Mashke mitzrayif lemaicha vegorin leisuve daite. It helps to satiate a person and calm them down and let them feel better. That's a special localized din. Is it you know, this is when we lump this, you have to understand this is this a general principle or is this just a special exception? This is not.
But Rav Moshe is not going to argue against the foods that go into preparing it, right? I mean, the sugar and that he could still say that's part of it. It's only the stuff you're adding afterwards, or not. He could even differentiate that.
Good question. What would Rav Moshe say about the
the non-chemical components?
For benching, you're asking, or just in general?
I guess for benching, but I mean,
I'm not sure where Moshe holds on that. We saw lechatchila that one should have the kizayis of kemach, mm-hmm. not to be mitzarif. I'm not sure where Moshe holds on that particular issue. Be easy to look up, but I don't know off the top of my head. Yeah. Avalo birkas hamazon is not a requirement. Birkas hamazon to be inyan bay viachalta visavata, right? As we started off the pasuk from tonight, viachalta visavata v'ze rak hey mine dogon masbiim v'lach shri ochla. For that, it has to be the actual browse, right? You know the quiz, we remember browse, barley,
rye,
oats, wheat, and spelt. Browse. That's the easy way to remember the five. So those are then. Okay. I hope that was a nice interesting thing. You read the pasuk a lot of times, you would never think of this question, but you know, we got a little time, we've got to tie into the parsha, we're gonna tie into tomorrow's the Daf Yomi in Zvachim, Kuftes. So a little in Yoni Dioma for
Get some wine to pour in the brownies.
Pour some brownies, right? Shkayach. All right, very good.